He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, everything's green. Not St. Patrick's Day yet, but everything is green on the market today. We've got the Dow up 173 points right now. That translates into 1%. 17,922, just 78 points shy of that 18,000 level. The S&P 500 is up 18.8 points. That's a 9.94%. The S&P is at 2,072 today. The NASDAQ is up almost 40 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,911, 89 points shy of that 5,000 level. NASDAQ up 0.8% today. Crude oil. You know what the biggest issue with crude oil is? Finding a place to put it all. We'll talk about that a little bit later. There's oil everywhere, and we're trying to find places to store it, and there's just no more place to store it, and that's that old supply-demand equation, which is working against oil right now. Oil's at $44.16. I believe last week at this time it was $49 and holding no longer. $44.16, and we'll talk about oil in the first segment of the show today. Gold is up a little bit, $11.55. It continues to fight a tremendous headwind in a strong U.S. dollar. The euro, hey, a little bounce in the euro today as there's a global bounce, and that's what's propelling our markets higher. The euro is at 1.061 today, up a little bit from its recent lows, and the 10-year yield is down to 2.07 once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And global rallies taking place around the world. China is threatening to do some stimulus of their own to kick their economy into gear, which is only growing at 7.3%. That's the latest print from the China GDP. 7.3%. Meanwhile, oil is now slumping to a six-year low. And the biggest deal, the biggest issue is right now, where to put it all? In fact, I wrote about this over the weekend in my newsletter, the glut, the oil glut. You know, I remember there was a glut of Maine lobsters a couple years ago, and lobster prices were tumbling. Well, now there's a glut of West Texas Intermediate. Bloomberg reported last week that a record surplus in U.S. crude inventories may soon strain the nation's storage capacity. Hey, you got any extra tanks, drums in your backyard? Maybe you can volunteer to store some oil right now. Renewing a slump in prices and curbing its output, according to the International Energy Agency. The IEA boosted estimates for U.S. oil production this year as cutbacks in drilling rigs have so far failed to slow the output. Crude inventories threaten to fill tanks with the nation's largest oil storage hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, 70% full. Well, that's like Las Vegas on, spring break weekend. The hotels, they're filled to capacity. We're not quite there yet, but Cushing, Oklahoma, 70% full. The IEA raised its 2015 estimate of global oil demand by the most since it was introduced in July. The bottom line is this. There's too much supply of oil right now. And I wrote in my newsletter, and recently I've talked about dipping my little toe, just my little toe, into the murky waters of oil stocks. I didn't wait for my Best Stocks Now system to give me buy signals on those. I just did it off the technicals and trying to be a hero, trying to pick something at the very bottom or close to the bottom and then just riding it back up for those maximum gains and being a hero, but it didn't work out. You know, I thought I saw some promising chart patterns. Now I've taken my little toe back out. I still have like a toenail in the water. I was wrong about oil. I thought for sure that the supply would dry up. There would be production cutbacks, and all of a sudden that old supply-demand equation would come more into equality, right? And maybe even start tipping towards the demand side. But no, we're still tipping heavily towards the supply side. I didn't go overboard and buying a bunch of oil stocks. I heard a lot of mumbling in the hallways here at Gunderson Capital Management. The hallways where one of the big brokerage, national brokerage firms is just down the hall from me. And I heard a lot of their guys mumbling, I'm getting into these oil stocks. How can you miss here? It's a no-brainer. It's a layup right now. You know, I've heard that talk before, and I take it with a grain of salt. But I did look at a few charts, and they did look interesting on oil stocks that I've owned in the past. And like I say, I didn't load up. I just dipped my toe into the water at a few of them. And now as I look at the chart of light sweet crude, that rally is over. It's settling again. It's testing its old bottom once again. This is the bottom that it tested back in February. Maybe it needs to test it again. I don't know if it's going to hold or not. Not with that article coming out from Bloomberg on the nation's oil capacity rising, the storage capacity. We've got to work that storage off first, right? The housing industry knows all about capacity, about storage, or about supply and demand. If there's too many new homes on the market, or if there's too many used homes on the market, there's too much supply. It's hard for real estate to go up until that supply is worked off. And that same force is now at work in the oil patch. And oil is back testing its bottom once again at $45 per barrel. So I backed out of the few oil stocks that I had. I still own a couple, but I had owned about five or six, not anymore. I was wrong. They made a rally, and now they're starting to peter out again. It looks like they may go back and test their own old lows. I didn't lose much, a little bit here and there. I sold one for a lot, or a gain of 0.7%. I just felt like there were better stocks to be in right now. Oil has lost the momentum that it was starting to gain, the inertia that it was starting to pick up. I sold another one for a 7% loss. I would rather cut my losses quickly and admit that I'm wrong and move on than to stubbornly hold on and say, you know, I just know I'm going to be right on this, and wherein it becomes a long-term hold, and you say, well, oil will come back eventually. I may as well hold on. Eh, that's fuzzy logic to me. I would rather own things that are flourishing, not things that are floundering. And oil was just starting to flourish. The oil stocks were just starting to flourish. But now they're floundering again, so it's time to move on. I sold another one that sported a 4.4% dividend yield. And some would say, why would you sell that stock? You can continue to collect that 4.4% dividend yield no matter what the stock does. Well, that's totally fuzzy logic there, if that's the way you think. What good does the 4.4% dividend do me if the stock goes down 10%? Isn't that a net loss of 5 or 6%? I care about the bottom line. Who cares about the pittance of a check that they send me every quarter? So I sold that one too, because it's all about total return. Now, here's what the other guy would say. Oh, Gunderson, you should be doubling down here. I'm buying more on this dip. Well, maybe I would call that guy a dipstick. I don't know. It seems to me not to be a very good strategy. When you're wrong, to double down and make yourself doubly wrong, I don't like that. I saw that in the year 2000 when people doubled down on the dot-coms when they started to fall. Oh, you gotta, if you liked them at 100, you gotta love them at 50. And I saw that same logic during the single-family home debacle in 2008. Boy, now's the time to buy. They just went down 10%. Everything just got 10% cheaper. Problem is, pretty soon it was 20% cheaper, 30% cheaper, 40% cheaper. So it's not good to double down. That's not my way of doing things. Doubling down on a bad mistake? Nah, that just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, I was skeptical of the seemingly V recovery that was taking place in oil. But I got sucked in. I got greedy. I thought I'd pick a few at the bottom here and be a hero. I was wrong. I backed out for a small loss. I'm licking my wounds. I'm moving on. And we'll see. We got a lot of supply to work off. Meanwhile, there's other places in the market that are flourishing. And that's what I want to focus on today. This is our macro look at the market. Where are the best places in the market right now? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked about the oil glut. I didn't think the glut would happen like this, but it did. So the few oil stocks that I owned, I sold. I still own maybe two, I think, that I hung on to. And they're in dire jeopardy themselves. They're just like the spring training baseball player who hasn't gotten a hit so far this spring training. He's in jeopardy of being cut, being sent down to AAA to get his swing, to get his stroke back. Well, that's probably what I'll do with the remaining two oil stocks. But it's just, you know, you got to admit when you're wrong, you got to move on. Meanwhile, 95% of what I own, I'm happy with right now. Now, before I launch into this next segment, which we're going to go through the areas, the neighborhoods of the market that you want to be in right now, and the areas of the market that you don't want to go near right now, I've got to tell a little fishing story, because I think it has a lot of a meaning here for this next part of the show. I did get out and go fishing this past weekend. I got the newsletter done early Saturday morning, early enough to where I went out. And I went off Point Loma, 9 miles, about 9 miles. It's called the 9 Mile Bank. It's an underwater mountain range, a little mountain range that obviously you can't see above the water. You never know it was down there if it were not for topography maps and, of course, our depth finders that we have these days that are pretty sophisticated. It was a lovely day in San Diego. We had a record heat over the weekend for this time of year. Not good in a drought-stricken state. It was 88 degrees, a lovely day on the water. The water was flat calm, which is what I like. I like stock markets that are flat calm, no turbulence, no wind in my face, no big rollers, waves that I've got to crash into. No, I don't like going out in those kind of waters. Instead, I like those nice, calm waters. And I had done my research. I had done my homework. I'd done a lot of investigation, a lot of reading as to where the best spots might be, and I headed for one spot in particular that I figured I had the highest percentage of bringing home some fish. And I have to be honest, on the very, I saw several whales on the way out. I probably saw 4 whales breaching. Got to keep your eye out for those buggers, because you don't want them to come up by your boat and knock you over. That does not make for a good day on the water. But I got to my spot, turned on the fish finder, saw some structure down below, 350 feet deep. I tied on my big jig and 2 hooks and a couple of artificial baits that I used, dropped it down to the bottom, and I believe it was the very first drop. Bang, bang, bang. All of a sudden, my rod doubled over, bang, and I brought it up. It was, I'm thinking, you know, this is something really big. For the kind of fishing I was doing, it was really fighting hard. And I got it up near the surface, and it was a big ling cod, which is a prized fish around here. I know they get up in Oregon and Alaska. I mean, they catch them all the time. But in Southern California, we have a fairly decent population of ling cod. But they're a very prized fish because they're very good to eat. So I did my homework. I put in the work, got out there, and I was rewarded on the very first drop. I mean, I was ready to turn around and come home. I had what I wanted there, but I did do some more fishing, caught some more, some other nice bottom fish, rock cod types, and had enough for a couple of dinners, decided it's time to go back in and pretty soon, and I decided to make one more drop. Something said, you know, you've got enough. The current had slowed down. There was absolutely no current. It was dead calm. But I dropped my big, it's about a $12 jig. It's called the diamond jig, down to the bottom with the baits. And pretty soon the rod bent over, but not the kind that you want. This time it was stuck on the bottom. It was hung up. And I mean, it was lodged on the bottom. I was all by myself. So I decided, well, you know, I'm pretty nifty with the boat. Back up. We'll take it from a different angle. See if it'll come loose. That thing was lodged like you can't believe. So I said, well, I'll try to pull it off with the boat, because I'm not going to get it loose. So I start going forward at about 3 or 4 miles per hour. Pretty soon the rod holder breaks off the boat and the whole rod and reel disappears in the bottom Davy Jones locker. And I decided it's time to go in. I had it. I was tired. I was sunburnt. I just lost my fishing pole and my rod holder broke off my boat. I said, it's time to go in. I should have made a little movie. It could have been on America's Funny Home Videos, because I'm sure it didn't look real graceful or anything. And the guys fishing around me probably going, what a nut. What is he, some kind of amateur? I've never seen anything like that. But we were rewarded with some good fish. Now, how does this relate to the stock market? Because on macro day, we take a look at the big picture so we know where to fish this week, all right? One big factor in the market is a very strong dollar, one of the strongest moves I have ever seen in the U.S. dollar. This is killing U.S. multinationals. And if your broker has you in U.S. multinational, he or she is asleep at the wheel. And it's killing gold and other commodities, and they've been getting thrashed for a long time. Gold gave up its bull market 3.5 years ago. If you're still in gold, somebody's not paying attention to what's going on in the world. The dollar started taking off in last July, and it has gone on a run like I haven't seen, I don't think, in my entire career. The opposite side of that trade is the euro, which is absolutely getting crushed. That makes European goods more competitive on the world stage, and it makes U.S. goods less competitive. This is a major, major force going on in the market right now. And at some point in time, I believe that a lot of the foreign markets will look more attractive than the U.S. because they're doing their money stimulus now. Ours is over. It hasn't happened yet, however. I still see Europe struggling because Europe has a lot of structural problems. However, I did show an ETF over the weekend. It's called the Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity ETF. It takes into account the falling euro. This thing is exploding to the upside right now. If you want to play Europe, if you want to get in early, this to me makes the most sense. It's HEDJ. I'm not making a recommendation, but look at a chart of it and you can see what I mean. Meanwhile, the yen is getting crushed. The Japanese yen is also getting crushed. And there's a Wisdom Tree hedged equity Japan fund that is hedged with the yen, against the yen. It's also taking off and hitting new highs. Personally, I own Toyota Motors here in the accounts that I manage as my play on the U.S. dollar, the weak U.S. dollar. And I'm avoiding U.S. nationals, multinationals like the plague. This is going to be a drag on a lot of companies in America. This strong U.S. dollar, very important before you go out fishing. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, Would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the bull market's been raging now for 6 years and 1 week. Is it still safe to be in the market? Is it still the best place to be? I'm a market timer. I don't believe in being in the market 100% of the time. I believe in being in the best asset classes at any given point in time. Even if it's cash. Or if it's an inverse fund, or if it's gold, or if it's emerging markets, or if it's the bond market. Let's take a look at this week's ranking of the 34 asset classes that I keep tabs on. Basically, it's stocks and bonds, right? You could also look at precious metals as an asset class. The current rankings show that 9 out of 10 of the top ranked asset classes around the world are U.S. stocks. U.S. mid-cap growth, that's an asset class. U.S. small cap growth, U.S. micro caps, U.S. small cap value, U.S. large cap growth, U.S. small cap dividend index, and on and on and on. U.S. stocks, despite the most hated rally of all time, I'm having just a nice time with it. Oh, I'm glad to see Putin's back. We're wondering about Mr. Putin, where he has been. He's got some explaining to do, but he is back anyways. 9 out of the top 10 asset classes are U.S. stock related. And even though people will tell you, you know, you need to be a contrarian, you need to invest overseas, you know, they've been saying that for the last several years. But U.S. stocks have been the best place to be, and they continue to be the best place to be, although there is some transition taking place. I showed charts of some of these U.S. asset classes over the weekend. I used the chart of the S&P Mid-Cap 400 Growth Index, and it's at or near new highs. I showed the S&P 500. That chart is just fine right now. I showed a chart of the NASDAQ. That chart is just fine. The Dow is just fine. Meanwhile, as I look around the world, the places to avoid, the places to not be in, the asset classes that aren't doing well, continue to be the precious metals and anything commodity related, because that strong U.S. dollar plays a big role in the world right now, and weak currencies in other places around the world also play a big role. I don't like the emerging markets at all, even though I'm hearing people saying, well, U.S. stocks have been going up for so long, it's people should be diversified. I don't think being diversified just to be diversified is a good idea. I mean, that's what the asset allocator says. You should have your assets spread all around because you should be diversified just to be diversified. Well, I don't want to own the asset classes that don't look good right now. I'm not wild about the bond market, even though interest rates have come back a little bit here from that huge spike that they saw a couple of weeks ago. I just think you've got the wind in your face in the bond market. You've got the Fed that is almost certain to start hiking interest rates sometime this year. And obviously, being short the market, being on the other side of the bulls, has been a terrible place to be for the last 6 years. And yet, almost daily, on one of the financial channels, they're going to wheel out a couple of the perma bears, at least one or two, that are going to continue to warn people and tell people. And there's a certain group of investors that love to hear this talk, that the currency is doomed, that inflation is going to rear its ugly head, and that gold's going to go to $5,000 per ounce. Well, you know what? They've been wrong for the last several years, and they're still wrong. It still is not transitioning yet into any kind of scenario that these people have imagined in their heads. Now, maybe someday in the future, yes, that is the scenario, but you have to wait until the market is telling you that that's the scenario. And right now, it continues to be U.S. stocks that rule the roost. I still have some exposure to India. China, you know, it's probably next, and Europe looks interesting right now. But having said that, I believe the market is still in a transition phase. I don't think it's time to dump all of your U.S. stocks and start buying European, Japanese, and emerging market stocks. It's transitioning in that direction, however, but very, very slowly. And I did talk about some of the ones that have the skids greased a little bit to help them along. The Japanese Hedged Equity Index, which is DXJ. If you really want to get that foreign exposure, that's the way to do it, because you get the benefit of the sinking yen, and you get the benefit of a Japanese stock market that at least is moving in the right direction these days. In fact, the Japanese stock market is breaking out right now. If you look at the ETF WJ. I guess I own it. I have exposure to that area of the world through a lot of the technology stocks that I own that are based overseas. They're benefiting from the weak yen and the strong U.S. dollar. And Europe, I have some European stocks like NXPI and a couple of drug companies that are based over there. You can also get the benefit of the strong dollar, weak euro, weak yen through individual stocks. And if you look inside of the portfolios that I manage, you'll see some overseas companies. You'll see Toyota, which is also getting the benefit right now of a weak Japanese yen. And I still do have some exposure to India. So, having said that, the top-ranked asset classes as an asset allocator, personally, here's how I'm doing it. You can do whatever you want. I have zero exposure to the bond market. And I have people like 75 years old saying, well, shouldn't I have a lot of exposure to the bond market at my age? I would say no. I don't like the bond market. Instead, that exposure should be to cash. If you're afraid of being in the stock market, which is the area of the world that's doing the best right now, then you should cut back if you're worried about it and instead have cash as opposed to bonds, because I think you have interest rate risk right now. But you do what you want to do. I have zero exposure to the bond market, and I have zero exposure to anything commodity related. Instead, in my book, it's still all about equities. It's still all about ownership of companies that are growing, that are flourishing in the economy that we have today, not stocks that have multinational exposure and that are exposed to a very strong U.S. dollar. That's not the kind of U.S. stocks I'm talking about. In fact, in the next segment, we'll get into the sectors once again this week of the companies that are flourishing, even in the face of a very strong U.S. dollar. But for me, it's still equities. For me, it's still dominated by the United States of America. Although other areas of the world are starting to kick in, the equities are. And for me, I still have no exposure to the bond market, and I have no exposure to the precious metals. And the areas of the world to avoid, oh man, Latin America just getting crushed. Eastern Europe just getting crushed. And parts of Europe still getting crushed. But other areas, you know, they're starting to look a little bit better. Now, being in the right asset classes at the right time is very, very important. Let me just give you a stark example. Here's a statistic from 2008. You can look it up on my Best Stocks Now app. That year, the stock market was down 38%, the S&P in 2008. The bond market, on the other hand, was up 32%. So being in the right asset classes at the right time and being out of the wrong asset classes is very, very important. That's where you begin. That's where you begin your journey, is determining whether to be in the market or not. Number one, I still believe that the six-year-old bull is still intact. Number two, your asset allocation between stocks, bonds, precious metals, and I guess you could also say real estate, which is doing okay these days. And then fine-tuning a little bit, and that's what we'll talk about when we come back, are the sectors of the market that continue to flourish. And the sectors that are obviously just facing a major, major headwind in this strong U.S. dollar. You really have to take that into account. Now, this is one of the biggest moves in a currency that I've seen in my lifetime in this industry. It has a major impact on how you should be investing right now. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're taking a look at the macro picture of the market. And so far, here's what we've determined: that the bull market, which is now 6 years, 1 week old, is still intact. I still have not gone to a bearish stance on the market. So we've gone, 6 times 52 is 312, 313 straight weeks of newsletters going out saying it's still okay to be in the market for now. But we know that eventually, at some point in the future, another recession will come along and another bear market will come along. That's why we remain vigilant at all times. When I go fishing, I check the weather reports. I check my temperature gauges. I check the water and my batteries. We're always vigilant, watching for things. I was looking for lobster traps, which they're gone now. I guess the commercial lobster season is over and the traps are gone. I don't have to dodge those things as I leave the harbor. You have to keep your eye on things like job market, GDP, inflation, interest rates, all kinds of fun things that can bring this bull market to an end. But for now, it continues. And as we look at the asset classes that we have to choose from, it's still U.S. stocks that rule the roost for the most part. Although some areas of the world, because of quantitative easing and money printing, are becoming more attractive. And I think there will be a time, it's transitioning now, where the U.S. is becoming less attractive and foreign markets are becoming more attractive. But I'm not going to jump the gun. I'm going to wait until my app, the Best Stocks Now app, tells me when other markets are more attractive than the U.S. But having said that, I do own quite a few individual stocks from the foreign markets that are flourishing right now. You can see what I own in those portfolios. I publish my newsletter every weekend, pwstreet.com. We've determined that equities still are favorable over debt, bonds, and definitely favorable over commodities. Now, let's go into the sectors. And here's where the broken record comes in once again this week. Here's the leading sectors in the market. You can take this into account with your 401k at work. I don't know how many different funds you're offered, but the number one sector in the market continues to be the pharmaceutical sector, the drug sector. Number two is a very close cousin, the biotech sector. And you have a lot of forces at work here. You have M&A activity, companies buying one another out, and you have new drugs and pipelines, etc., advances being made in medical science, and it's driving these sectors. It is what it is. You know, I can remember when other sectors led the market for a long time. But we're now in about 3 years of the pharmaceutical and biotech sectors leading the market. We also have the healthcare sector leading the market. There's a lot more people in the healthcare arena these days, and that's boosting the healthcare sector. The semiconductor sector also benefiting. A lot of these companies are overseas and they're benefiting from a strong U.S. dollar, whereas a company like Intel is not benefiting. They're hurting, smarting from a strong U.S. dollar. And the home builders and the consumers, also kind of a tag-along sector that's also doing well. How important is it to be in the right To be in the market in the first place? I mean, over the last 6 years, if you sat any of it out, you likely have not tripled your money like the market has done. Or if you were in the wrong sectors of the market, you likely have not experienced this windfall that the market has brought since March of 2009. Being in the market, being in the right asset classes, being in the right sectors continues to be very, very important. And I have my Best Stocks Now app that guides me. I take a look at the ranking of the asset classes. I take a look at the ranking of the indexes around the world. I take a look at the sectors, and I look within those sectors for the strongest individual stocks. And we'll get back to that in tomorrow's show. We'll get back to individual companies. But once a week, we go through the big picture of the market. That's important. And for the last 311 weeks, or whatever it works out to be now, I've been telling you, 313 weeks, I've been telling you to be in the market and that stocks are the best place to be. That's a pretty good track record. Will I get you out during the next bull bear? Well, I'm going to watch for the signs. I can't guarantee I'll get you out at the top of this current bull. There's no way anybody can do that. But when things start to crumble, I'm not the kind of guy that rides things into the ground. I take action. I am an active money manager. You know, we're under fire, us active money managers. Most people out there think we're crazy, that you should just give in and be an index investor or an asset allocator. Nope, not me. I'm going to watch for the signs that the next bear market is sneaking up behind us and it's time to do something else for a while. But until then, we're going to make as much hay that we can while the sun is shining. Now, if you'd like to sign up for my weekly newsletter so you can stay on top of your investments, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And, of course, my app is Best Stocks Now, available on the iPhone. The Android, you can look up over 4,000 stocks and get my current ranking, valuation, relative strength, etc., overall grade. Or if you'd like to talk to us, if you like what you hear here on this show, I'm the guy that manages the money, that pulls the trigger on the buys and sells here. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. But the easiest way is just, you know, go sample the newsletter, take a look at it, read through it, look at the pictures. I try to make it real easy to understand and see if it makes any sense to you. Otherwise, you just give in and you go with the asset allocation model that so many people are peddling these days. Or you go with the indexes, and when the indexes go south, you go south with them. The last time they went south to the tune of 53% in the indexes. That's the trade-off with being an index investor. You've got to suffer those big downturns from time to time. I don't know. It just makes sense to me to try to watch for those conditions that lead to those big downturns. Anyways, 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.